In the studio with us now, Luis Medina is here. He's from Lewisburg. He's a Democratic candidate for Union County Commissioner. He happens to be a Lewisburg Borough Council member from one of their wards already, and he's with us talking about his county commissioner race. Welcome aboard, Luis.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in. I really do appreciate it. Well, let's allow you to introduce yourself to our audience. Tell us about Luis Medina, the councilman and the potential future commissioner.
Okay, thank you. I'm Luis Medina, as you said, and I've been living in the area about 10 to 11 years. I moved from Puerto Rico, that's where I lived, and went to school. But I came here for college. I went to Bloomsburg University, got my undergrad degree there with anthropology and minor in ethnic studies in the United States, and then I got my master's degree in counseling, and I currently do drug and alcohol counseling, and I work for White Deer Run.
Oh, White Deer Run. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, folks would be familiar with that. And tell us first about your experiences on the Lewisburg Borough Council, how you observe things, and include in that sort of that describes how you'll be as a commissioner.
Mm-hmm. So it's a big council. It's about eight of us. We all have our different opinions, different issues that we want to work on. But at the end of the day, we look at it, what's going to be best for Lewisburg Borough? And that's what we look at when we're talking about an ordinance or we're talking about street projects and things like that. We want to get the job done, and we want to invest back into our community. So that's how our council works.
Right. Are you one of the folks on council who's sort of budgetarily oriented or kind of a bricks and mortar and vehicular orientation? Where would you say that you spend some of your focus?
Well, when it comes to the budget, I look at it, well, do we have the money to spend it, and are we going to spend it wisely? I think with this new council, that's what we have been doing, spending the tax dollars in things that are needed for Lewisburg. And we didn't raise taxes. I don't like raising taxes. I don't think nobody does. I think taxes should be raised incrementally as everything goes up, wages goes up, and things like that, and if they're necessary. But I think with we're going to be on budget session this summer, so we have to look at what we have and what we don't, and what can we work on that year. So I look at everything as like, do we have it, and should we spend it? And if we don't, we wait to another year.
Have you voted for tax increase budgets as a council member?
No. The issue came out, do we want to increase taxes, or are we in pretty good shape that we don't have to increase them? So we haven't been there yet.
Yeah, I think I always look at councils and school boards and think, well, there must be some way to balance, to make ends meet.
Yes.
I like the Sunbury model. They go for years and years and years without ever raising taxes. That's a good example, I think. Let's see. We talked to you probably maybe a year ago talking about a non-discrimination ordinance. Mm-hmm. I think that sort of speaks to your ideals and your character. So tell us about that.
So I am an activist, and I always worked on LGBTQ equality. As I look at it, it's just civil rights. We're not asking for special rights. We're asking for the same rights that everybody else has and enjoys. At this point in time, Pennsylvania does not have a statewide ordinance or law that protects LGBT individuals from discrimination. So what happened, this idea was, well, why don't local municipalities start passing their own ordinances modeled after what the PA state has and include LGBT people in it so they can be protected in their own towns or boroughs and things like that. So it's about civil rights, and that's what I'm all about.
If elected county commissioner, would we see a non-discrimination county law? That would certainly be very unusual.
It will be unusual, especially for this area, but it doesn't mean hasn't happened. I think there's about two or three counties that have a county-wide ordinance that have been passed, and I believe Allegheny County is one of them. To have passed an ordinance like this. So, yeah, there's a possibility that I may introduce some legislation and, you know, have the discussion about it. I don't know how far it's going to go, but at least let's bring it up to discussion and do that.
Well, typically in Union County, the Democrat is a minority commissioner, mm-hmm. so if that happens, you know, it's anybody's guess what would happen to any legislation that you're advocating for. Mm-hmm. But of course, maybe you'd become one of the get along guys and one of the or get along gang they call them, the current commissioners, and maybe that would be something that could get through. Okay, so other aspects of your candidacy, sort of what are the big issues Union County wise?
Okay, so when I started my run. I started with this idea on the rail trail. As you know, the county is in process of taking it over, and I kind of want to expand that. I think it's one of our greatest assets that we have. It currently goes from Lewisburg to Mifflinburg. And I'm thinking, well, is there a way that we can expand that to different areas of the county, especially just to make it a safe and walkable communities? I think that's one of the things that we struggle with other areas. And with the moving of the high school from Lewisburg to Kelly Township, it's like it's a little bit dangerous to walk those roads. So if there's a way we can make connections and expand them, I think that would be great. I think it's a great thing for tourism to our county to bring people in and get them interested in living in our area or working here. And the other one big issue is economy. There's various ideas floating around. I've been advocating for renewable energy, solar, wind power. And I've been advocating, well, you know, there's Graystream Commons. Can we bring in manufacturing in there so we can save it and we don't have to sell it? Eventually, if we do have to sell it, then to whom and what cost to the people?
Yeah, give me your argument about Graystream Commons. I didn't realize it was really such a big issue until that Mifflinburg Candidates Night held by the League of Women Voters of the Lewisburg area. Everybody has an opinion about it.
Yes. Well, the idea was there was supposed to be hazardous waste coming into Union County, but that was stopped. And I think part of it was let's buy the land, let's have the county own it. And great idea at the time, but apparently hasn't been that successful. There's only like one tenant there, the Ice Center of PA. But I think we need to look into new options and just try it again if we can do something with it before we have to sell it. I think it's been very successful in keeping hazardous waste coming in back, trying to build there. So at least it stopped that. So let's develop it somehow. I'm open to exploring different ideas.
Existing efforts to sell Graystream Commons have been insufficient? Am I reading too much into your remark?
No. So basically, it's one of the candidates advocating just to sell it within the 6 months. And I'm like, okay, if you want to go that route, we can explore it eventually. But for now, let's do that as our last option.
Yeah, Billy Allred sat in that chair last week and said just that. As soon as he gets in office, he'll start to argue that we should cut your losses, or he had a better phrase for it than that, but just get out of Graystream Commons and let someone else take care of it. Mm-hmm. One of the suggestions at that Mifflinburg Outreach Meeting, or Mifflinburg Forum, was the idea of outreach meetings where commissioners could meet at other times at other locations. What's your view on that?
I think that's a great idea. There's a lot of people that have full-time jobs, and I'm one of them. I work from 8 to 4:30, so it's a little bit hard for me to go to the meetings at the county level. But yes, outreaching to other communities. A lot of times we like to spend a lot of time in the East End, you know, Lewisburg area, but sometimes we don't go all the way to the West End in Mifflinburg, and I think we should start doing that, just looking at other communities and places where we can have meetings. There are spaces available to do so.
You also talked about, this was last Thursday night, talking about live streaming the meetings so that folks could watch it on Facebook at home or some other venue at home.
Yeah, I think that would be great to do it. It puts us in at advantage. I think other counties and municipalities do live streaming or some sort. I believe Sunbury has their meetings on YouTube and everything. So if I'm interested in something that's going on there, I'll go to YouTube and look at their meetings.
Well, so
something worth it.
It's a private individual doing that. The city doesn't do it, but it definitely is there. They're very diligent about it. I don't think they miss any meeting that end up available online. As a county commissioner, explain how you would listen. You talked about that you would listen and respond appropriately.
Correct.
How do you listen?
Okay. Well, it's part of my skill set as a counselor. You listen to people. They come to you for help with their problems, and you will have a variety of individuals coming to you, from sex offenders to drug dealers and things like that. But you have to listen and see what the problem is and help them out what they want to do, whatever goals they have. So listening is just part of the job, whether you're Republican, a Democrat, or independent, or non-party affiliated. You listen to what their concerns are. And some of the concerns you may not agree with, but it's still there, and it's still a valid point. When I've been knocking on doors, I've been listening to people. When I've gone to different meetings, I've just been listening to what they're saying, even in our own council meetings. When they're discussing something, I'm listening to what's going on in the conversation. It's just important. It's important to be out there.
All right. A moment remains for you to do a closing comment.
Well, I'm Luis Medina. I'm running for Union County Commissioner. And I just hope to keep Union County moving forward. I'm advocating that if you want to vote for a change that we need, and we can preserve what we have, but we can also move Union County into a 21st century economy and have people come in and stay and not just come to college and then just leave. But I'm open to exploring those options. I can have great conversations with people. Especially I had a conversation with Preston Boop after the event at Mifflinburg, and it was a good one. We talked about the opiate epidemic and our passions for it.
Did he endorse your campaign?
I don't think he did, but but it was a really good conversation on how we can work together on those things.
We can get more information about you where?
At Luis Medina for Union County on Facebook.
All right, fabulous. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.